Welcome to Code Ink, a world in which I've created from my brain and it helps others become successful. I'm taking you behind the scenes. Sometimes I have no idea what's going to happen. Sometimes I ask questions that I have no idea, the response to which I will receive. But either way, I know we're going to make it. I know we're going to become a billion-dollar tech company. I'm surrounded by some great people. We have great fun, and we do a lot of great things. And so it is my goal to show you my ups and my downs, my successes and my failures, the good decisions, and sometimes even the bad. But either way, we're on the same wavelength, the same mindset, and we will be successful. And with this, you shall be too. Welcome as we go behind the scenes.
So, we've talked about finances, and I told you that I would bring my investor friend in. He's here. He was early. He's eager. He's encouraging. He taught me a lot. So, I want you to give him your all of your attention. You will write a paper about this presentation, which is due on Thursday as well. And so, please take notes. And if you would allow me to let Antonio Smith introduce himself, because he's doing a much better job than telling who he is, and I can, I appreciate it. I'll go sit somewhere.
All right. Well, I am Antonio Smith, Antonio T. Smith, Jr. That's what a lot of people call me. Tony is just fine. Here's the deal. 15% of you statistically are going to get this information. It's super simple. But 85% of the world is poor. It is what it is. So hopefully you wind up being 15% of that particular situation. We're going to learn how to invest. It's going to be very simple. And I'm going to run right through this. This is completely cryptic, what I wrote on the board, so you can look at it all you want to, but you're going to have to pay attention to me because it's completely cryptic, right? So here's the deal. First thing I want you to do is I want you to understand, and he asked, what's your name, my man?
Esai.
Okay, cool. Well, it's always a pleasure to be at Lee Cosby. He asked a good question. He asked me, are you an investor? Why was that a good question? I'm not going to let you be quiet, and this will not be boring, I promise you. Mm-hmm. You're going to say something.
Oh, no.
Okay, why was that a good question? Are you an investor? Why was that? Fair enough. That's a common sense question, so that makes sense. Common sense works. What'd you say? Okay, absolutely. It's because I'm teaching you how to invest.
You want somebody who knows what they're doing.
There you go. Right? Right? So it makes no sense for you to get pregnant many years from now, and then unless you already have a baby, congratulations. Right? It makes no sense for you to come to me and let me deliver your baby. Why? Exactly. And even if I was a doctor and if I was a brain surgeon, would you come to me to deliver your baby?
No.
All right. So you want someone operating in the field and an expert in the field doing that particular thing. Make sense? All right. So you can go through. Now, she told me to be real with you guys. You can go through school and do all sorts of stuff. You can go to school, do all sorts of stuff and never learn how to be financially intelligent. In truth. C students run this world, the whole world. So if you're a C student, you're not making good grades, give yourself a hand. That's okay. Smart people, go ahead. That's okay. You can clap. That's fine. Smart people will be working for you. Why? Because Bill Gates, right? Everybody likes Bill Gates in here?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Bill Gates, did he graduate college?
Nope.
All right. But do you need to graduate college to work for him? Okay, you get what I'm saying. All right, good. So all of this here, introduction. One more disclaimer I want to make. I am recording for a podcast in which I do. So don't say too much of your personal information. If you do, don't say your name. Does that make sense? Or just say your first name. Does that make sense? Cool. Now, if you're an introvert, and sorry, because you're going to be heard by like 500,000 people. I do apologize for that. But I don't at the same time, okay? Because it's actually good stuff to help everybody else. All that being said, let us get to some learning. Before we do any of this, I need you to understand that education is key. Your professor understands that education is key. You need to be always learning. So I give you three podcasts over here. Who is familiar with podcasts? I am a, yes, like iTunes, yes. Okay, great. I am a millennial. As you can look at me, I am not that old. I am a millennial. That means I am very technologically savvy. I actually own one of the most successful, software companies in this area. So I write code and such and such. So we finna do some technical stuff, and I ain't fit to be technical. Go ahead, I ain't fit to be technical. Who's familiar with podcasts? You are iTunes. Podcast stands for iPod Radio Cast. Anybody listening to podcasts? Okay, let's see if we can do it this way then. If, who's religious in here? I'm not going to be religious, but who goes to church? Okay, nobody goes to church. Okay, no, fair enough. Who likes comics? Okay, we got comic book. Okay, who likes comics? Okay, great. Would it be fair for me to say I'm going to go into the comic biz, writing comics, and I don't know anything about comics and what people like about them? Can I pull that off? Okay. Can I be a lawyer if I never read about lawyers or read lawyer things? Does this make sense? Not a good one. Yeah, definitely, right? Not a good one. That's for sure. Nobody's going to pay for me. I would be a court-appointed attorney. But even those guys are smart. Even though guys and gals, even they're smart. Here's the deal. You can't do anything if you don't know anything about it. Who in here? Let me. Who's my charismatic players and playettes? You got a couple of people. They try to holler at you. You understand? He's one of them. That's all right. Hopefully you're not. That's all right. Okay. All right. Good. Right. Here's the deal. You understand about social interactions, emotional intelligence. That's why you're good at always having a date. Who's always had something to do Friday and Saturday night? All right. There you go. So you understand. What's the point of this here? You cannot do anything if you don't understand it. Period. You cannot go to school. You can't learn math. If you don't continually learn about something, you would be poor in that field. Poor people do not read. I actually know people that brag. The only thing I read is the side of my cereal box, and they're flat broke. Right? They're completely in overdraft. Okay? So please, right now, you can tell her, take out your cell phones. It's okay. And either subscribe to these podcasts on iTunes. If you don't have an Apple phone, shame on you. That's okay, though. It's okay. Just Google the equivalent, because both of those are on there. This happens to be mine. This happens to be somebody I listen to and somebody. I listen to all three of these, obviously, especially the first one, because it's mine, right? I'm not trying to promote myself. All of this is free, except for this is a business podcast in which I teach you how to invest, run a business, and et cetera, every single episode. Plus these people. Now this one, this is the only explicit one. This one right here. Listen, in fact, let me name them. Brick by Brick, Listen Money Matters, and We Study Billionaires. Listen Money Matters is two regular guys like me, and they literally just get together and discuss. But they learn, one of them is like me, is an extremely savvy investor. They're very young, 30, 32 years old. And they ask, and the other one is not, and they ask questions, how do I become an investor? If you want to learn how to invest, buy stocks, real estate, anything like that, make money, I recommend all three of these podcasts. Certainly, there's plenty of more, Dave Ramsey, anybody like that. But the reason you need to do that is because if you're not listening to it, you won't understand it. It's an audio book, for God's sake, right? So listen to an audio book. All these things are audio books. Now, apps, before I get to the information. Here's three apps that I suggest. Acorns. Who's heard of Acorns? It's in the news. Right? Yes, yeah. Your professor has Acorns. Acorns helps you invest your spare change. So even if you're not an investor, who in here has $15 million to save that right now? Okay. So Acorns is a great app for you, right? Because it teaches you how to invest your spare change. Here's how it works. You get your debit card. And then it links to your account. And every time you swipe your card at whatever gas station, football games, whatever, it will invest the roundup. So if you spend $3.97, it would throw 3 cents into an investment account. Do not despise small beginnings, because 3 cents added a million times is what? Who's my mathematicians in here? All right, there we go. Right? Get it? All right, so don't despise small beginnings. Of course, you're going to do more than just 3 cents. Does that make sense? And then they'll put you in real estate, oil, all sorts of things. And you won't buy, at first, you won't buy a full share. You'll buy a portion of a share, things like that. Now, this won't just be about stocks, but 90% of my wealth is in stocks. Betterment is another app in which you can use. Betterment. So who in here has a question? Well, how do I get started? Like, how do I invest? Right? Obviously. Okay. Here's how you get started. Here's how you get started. Here's how you get started. Like, I literally anticipated that question, and I gave you absolutely. By the way, I personally use all three of these. Go ahead. And at any time, you can ask me questions.
Does that, like, show you stock portfolios and stuff like that?
Absolutely.
What you're investing in, that way you know what to invest in.
Right, absolutely. It shows you your stock. You should. You should look at portfolios. And when buying stocks, if we're talking about investing in stocks, you need to not necessarily look at how the stock is valuated. You need to think about how is this stock going to do in the next, yes, absolutely, next 10 years. Okay? Imagine what you would have done. So here's a true story. Blockbuster, y'all probably see. Anybody remember Blockbuster? Okay, great. This is a great story there. Blockbuster. So Netflix is what you call a disruptive business, okay? And their motto is disruptive. Clayton Christensen, he's a Harvard professor, wrote a book called The Innovator's Dilemma, Clayton Christensen. And he talks about how Netflix was a disruptive business. Here's what this means by disruptive. It's a phenomenon. Netflix had a business model, and they went after the customers nobody cared about. They went after the customers. Everybody was tired of late fees, but we didn't really know it. Everybody's tired of rewinding. Remember, if you're a little bit old, you had to be kind and rewind. You had to rewind. Okay, and you had to get charged for that. And so they went after all the people who just wanted to stay inside all day, watch movies for a long time, and send it back when they felt like it. Over and over and over, they did that. And after they built the market, got all their things together, they then went after Blockbuster's customers. Why? Because they had a good system, good capital, and Blockbuster's customers wanted the new movie that came out every Friday. Was it Friday? No, Tuesday. Movie rentals came out. No, that's music. That's music. Every Friday is when movie rentals came out, right? So you got your new releases. And here's what Netflix did. After they went and built millions of people on the disruptive end, nobody saw them coming, Netflix went after Blockbuster's customers. And here's what Netflix did: it so bad that they actually went to the Supreme Court. You can't do this online. So this is why the Redbox, and today you got to wait 30 days for it to come out. It comes out on pay-per-view first. Like, the Supreme Court had to order and rule against this. Why? Because Netflix went after their business disruptively. Blockbuster tried to buy Netflix, had an opportunity to buy Netflix for $25 million. Now, see, they're worth like $25 billion today. Blockbuster had an opportunity to buy Netflix and said, that's not in our model. We're not worried about them, because they were only going after the people that they weren't worried about. So be very careful in investing. So look into the future. That's why I said all that, because you never know when you're passing up Netflix. Make sense? All right. So all these things. Vanguard. So here's the deal. Spare change here. So you go, well, I don't have $10,000 to start investing. That's okay. You can invest with 3 cents right here. Does that make sense? I just made everybody on this in this room on the level playing field. The difference between you and Warren Buffett you and Beyonce, yeah? Anybody heard of Beyonce? Only difference between you and Beyonce is 24 hours a day. And besides the fact that Beyonce was born in Third Ward, Texas, or Houston, right? So that kind of makes a difference, too, because she's got a little street in her, some little hustle. Speaking of, you asked me a good question. He asked me a good question earlier. Investing, you said I can be real, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So who's familiar with anybody doing drugs or something in drugs or know of drugs? I didn't ask you if you did them when you walked in. It's okay to raise your hand, right? I'm just saying, who knows anybody that has something to do with drugs? All right, okay. Thank you very much. Here's the deal. There's no difference between investing and selling drugs. The only thing that's different is this: one is legal, one will put you in jail. There's absolutely no difference. The same hustle that it takes to sell drugs is the same hustle it takes to invest. The same innovation, the same innovation. You have to build a clientele when you're selling drugs, right? Well, you're building a portfolio when you're investing. Same concepts, same business concepts. One is just frowned upon while the other, all right? So every time you hear, here's what I mean. Every time you hear investing, I want you to think of one thing, leverage, okay? Don't think of anything else, leverage. Here's what leverage is. Leverage is when you use your money or time or whatever it is, but right now we're talking about money, to work for you, okay? Now, if you like information, you can check back into the conversation now. We feel to be filled with information, okay? If you're one of the people that like to be the life of the party, you can check in a conversation because we're about to have a whole lot of fun. Got it? All right, anytime, ask me a question, we can go. Here's the deal. Here's how you spend your money. 10% goes to charity. God, if you're religious, that's have nothing to do with that, right? But goes to charity, goes to whatever. 20% goes into one of these accounts. 10% into some sort of charity. Why? Because it's just nice to be nice, and good vibes always come back. Does that make sense? All right? If you want to be wealthy, you help other people get wealthy. If you help enough people get wealthy, you will always be wealthy. Okay? If you help enough people out, you would never need help when you need help. Does that make sense? Okay. If I take care of everybody in this room, if Professor Walker take care of everybody in this room, right? Everybody in this room. When she has a flat tire, who's going to stop and help her with her flat tire? Exactly. Nobody's going to just drive past her unless she was the meanest professor that gave everybody F's after you tried with an A effort. Then everybody just walk right past her and drive right. Maybe you may blow your horn. Matter of fact, you may even, they'll Facebook Live you, right? They'll jump on Facebook Live and you just go, yeah, look at her. I can't stand her. Okay. So it's nice to be nice. Does that make sense? Nice to be nice. And nice always comes back. People enjoy hanging around good people, right? Your friends are good people, and that's why you hang around your friends. Who likes to hang around your haters? Exactly, right? So it's always good to be nice, to be nice. 20% goes to you. Now, it's actually 10%. You should pay yourself 10%. But if you're not in debt, and most people in this room should not be in debt because you're far too young and you're getting your associate's degree, there's no reason you should be in, like, 10 to 15 millions of dollars of debt. It's coming. It's coming. But hopefully we can avoid that, right? So you want to put 10% into debt. But if you are in debt, so what you want to do, 10% to whatever, charity, God, church, 20% to you. That means your 20% needs to roll into one of these accounts. Period, point blank. That literally means for every dollar you get, you need to save 20 cents. Everyone. Why? Well, I'll tell you why in a second. That means, now look at this magic number, 70. That means you only need to live off 70% of your income. Now, to my math people, that made sense. For the rest of you people who don't like math, that doesn't make sense. It makes absolutely no sense for you to get a dollar and spend a dollar. How many of you have a job? Okay, great. That's like 85% of the room. Great. How many of you, now be honest, as soon as you get your money, it's gone. Like, you know, right? Like, I used to live to the point to where I stayed in overdraft. And I mean, here's a real deal. I knew as long as I was about $200 in overdraft, I'd be fine. If it don't dip too much further than that, I won't be able to recover. I had to close account after account after account. And if you're old enough, somebody here's going, yeah, I remember those days, right? Here's the deal. Most of you know, as soon as you get, how many of you get paid in a few days, but that whole check is accounted for? All right, right? Right? That's because you're spending 100%, that was supposed to be two zeros, right, of your money. It's all accounted for, and you need to get out that. You need to stop that. So if you have cable that you just can't get rid of and it's $135, you might want to get rid of it, okay, and get you some Netflix or something. Right, get you something that costs $9 a month. You'll be saving yourself. And I know, you got to watch football and stuff. Go to your friend's house, watch football. Go to the bar. Oh, all of y'all might be too young. Go to the sports bar. That's a different kind of bar, right? Go to the sports bar where you can eat cheese and crackers and wings and stuff and drink lemonade and watch the game for free and don't spend too much money, right? So basically, whatever you're doing, You need to do it inside your 70%. Here's what that means. Hey, man, let's go to the club. Now, if you done gave 10% to charity, 20% to yourself, and you go, yeah, that doesn't fit in my 70%. Don't do it. Don't do it. Here's what poor people do. Oh, man, you tripping. You being bougie. You don't never want to hang with us. No. The truth is, I ain't trying to be broke like you. You get what I'm saying? And so let people talk about you. Let them talk. If it doesn't fit in your 70%, let them talk about you. Eventually, they will talk about you in your new car. Eventually, they'll talk about you on the way to the bank. They'll talk about you in your house while they're sitting in some apartment in the basement with their mom. Does that make sense? All right. Broke people are always complaining. Matter of fact, if you know someone who's always complaining, or if you are someone who's always complaining, your path is on the way to poverty. If you know people who are always complaining, avoid them right now. Limit your time with them because they're on the way to poverty, because where there is poverty, there is complaining. This bottom line. Happy people make good decisions. Poor people do not. That is the only difference. It's not genetic. It's not ethnic. If you're always complaining, you're always getting bad things. So if you're always complaining, that means I'm always avoiding you. And if I'm always avoiding you, how can he get his one shot? How many of you are one opportunity away from greatness? Like, if I just had that, man, if I could just get that hookup and get that job, right? Who's saying, if I could just do that, if I could just, yeah. If you're nice, you'll get that. If you're always complaining, people like me will avoid you. Now that's 20% if you're not in debt. If you are in debt, do the snowball effect. Change that 10 to 10, 10, 10, and then 70. Break that 20 up and do this here. 10% to charity, 10% to yourself, 10% to your debt. And pay no more than 10% to your debt. That does not mean skip out on your bills, because you got bills and it's 70%. That means when somebody call you and say, I'm going to send you to jail for not paying your car note, which they're lying, it's more than like a scavenger bill collector. That means scavenger bill collector. That's someone who has bought your debt for pennies on the dollar, and now they bought your $3,000 debt for 10 cents for every dollar. So they bought it for $300, and they're trying to get you to pay $3,000. That's exactly what happens when after it's been written off. 10%. All right, here's how it's going to work. You're going to say you got a $3,000 debt, okay, and you got $300 you can pay towards it. That's $300 plus your 10%. So that's $310. Let's say that. Once you knock that $3,000 debt off, then you take that $310 and you go to your other debt, whatever that is. Let's make it a car. I mean, let's make it a house or student loans. Right? Let's make it student loans. And you got you don't have $20,000 student loans just yet, but you got $10,000 student loans. Okay. Yeah, because I know mine. Whew. Don't even look at my student loans, right? But here's the deal. You got that $310, and then you roll that $310 into another bill. It keeps your 70% protected because you're already doing it, but you don't go, man, I just paid off my car note. Let me buy some shoes. Come on. Who does that? I got some extra money. I'm going, right? Stop doing that. That's not how you invest. That's not how you be rich, okay? Good. So all that's covered. Oh, $25,000. Here's what I need you to do. Your magic number is $25,000. You're going to use Acorns, Betterment, all that stuff to get to $25,000. When you get to $25,000, that's when we can play. Now, you're going to be investing all the way until you get to $25,000. Here's why it's $25,000. That's you're going to good capital you're going to have. But it's also, and then what I have you doing here is building what you call an emergency fund, okay? All this here is an emergency fund. Why does one need an emergency fund? Because it happens. And you can put whatever words you want to put in front of that, right? It does. It happens. It totally happens. Flat tires happen. Engines getting blown out. Transmissions go out. It happens. You just think about it. If it's not happening to you yet, that's because you're not on your own. You're still with mom and dad. In a little bit, it is going to happen, period. And you want to have $25,000 saved up to do that. So here's how savings account. Who's been? No, there's no doubt about it. You're gonna have somebody come in here and tell you get your savings account. It's gonna happen. Don't. I know. I just killed that whole thing, right? It's like, oh my God, it makes no sense. Don't. There's no difference today. There's no difference between a checking account and a savings account. Absolutely no difference. Inflation is somewhere like 4%. Your savings account is yielding you this much. What is that in math? What is that in? Somebody give this to me in a fraction. First, let's give it to me in a fraction. That's right. So in a fraction, that is this. Okay. Now someone give me that in real talk. Like you pull this out your pocket. What is this? Who said a penny? Absolutely correct. So I need you to understand, for every $100 you put in your savings account, you're yielding a penny, okay? But if inflation is taking 4 pennies, if you have a dollar in your pocket right now, you really got 96 cents in your pocket. It's inflation. If when I was a kid, and I ain't that old, but this is funny, right? You can give me a dollar, and I can go get smooth high on the candy at the corner store, because I would come back with all the 10-cent candies and some Sour Powers. Or maybe I'm showing my ethnic, right? But, all the lemon heads and all that stuff, pork rinds. I come back, all that for a dollar. You can't do that anymore. What does a dollar get you today? I don't even. Ain't that crazy? Dollar gets you a cheeseburger, $10 gets you a salad. It makes no sense, but right? Which is why there is a direct correlation between poverty and disease. Straight up. Like if you're poor, you can't buy healthy food. You can't buy health care. You can't eat healthy. You got diabetes, right? I know it's a sore subject, right? But either way, this is why. Why do man rich people live so long? That's because they eat healthy, right? They don't go to McDonald's and all this stuff like that. And that's not talking about McDonald's, because maybe they want to invest in me one day, right? They may want to invest in me one day. I don't know, right? Here's the deal: checking account, savings account, same thing. There are actually checking accounts that actually give you some money. Get rid of that. Get you one of these accounts, okay? One of these accounts, Acorns, some sort of investment account. All the accounts that I've given you. Or what you call the average of the average. Okay, so that means these accounts are out of the average, and they're the average of that average. It means like these are average investments. Like they yield you the return of the average investment, and they are above average in that average. So they're not the worst of these, and they're not like the most expensive or the best of these. They're just the average of the average. They're of the safest. These are the safest. Does that make sense? Okay, great. So somebody's going, well, but savings account is so I won't draw out of it. Okay. If savings account is so you won't draw out of it, all you got to do is go to the bank and say, can I have this out of my savings? There's no, if you get what I'm saying? With these accounts, you can't do that. You can draw from them, but it's going to be like 5 business days or something for you to get your money. That really kind of keeps you from drawing out of it so much. Does that make sense? All right. Good, good, good. All that's good. So you need to have 150% in your checking account of your spending. So let me do it this way. 150% is what I want you to have in your checking account that's past your expenses. Okay? So out of your 70, so let's say you make $2,000 a month. Okay? But you spend, or you make $2,000 a month and you spend $2,000 a month. Mathematically, how much money am I telling you to have in your checking account? Yes, $5,000. Okay? So you got $2,000. 100% of $2,000 is another $2,000. That puts you at $4,000. Half of that $2,000 is $1,000. That's $5,000. That means that if you make $2,000 a month, your checking account needs to say $5,000. Now, what I just did for some of you is I just killed, oh, I'm pretty good, man. I got a couple of dollars left. No. You don't need to have a couple of dollars left. You need to have 150%. Why? Because it happens. Does that make sense? All right. Oh, thank you. It is an excellent question, right? I know. I did, right? Here's the deal. What happens when you got a job, right? What is that? Because I think I know what it is. Tire service. Okay. I was going to say car repair, but tire service works good. Okay. What happens if he breaks his... Don't break your leg. Okay? Don't break your leg, right? So what happens if he breaks his nail? There we go. That way I'm not speaking that over you, right? Happens if he breaks his nail and he can't work for 6 months. No checks coming in, okay? So if you have no checks coming in and no $25,000 saved up and no 150%, so you get what I'm saying? He's screwed. I was looking for another word, but that one works perfectly. Huh?
What if you have short-term disability?
What you mean? Like, are you getting income from your short-term disability? Fair enough. If you're getting income from your short-term disability, get that income and whatever that is and put 150% in your check account, but you got to be smart with yours now, if that's you. So you need to call your representative and ask them, can I get a job? Blah, blah, blah. That's fine. Probably no. What's the dollar amount in my account can I have without you guys taking my short-term disability? Does that make sense? Find out these questions first. If they say there's no limit, which I know people that say that, okay then, have fun. Get your money. You just can't go get it by having a second job that's out of your disability. Speaking of second jobs, why does it make no sense to get second jobs? Well, here's why. Because your biggest expenses is taxes, and you're going to pay taxes twice every day. Okay, that means that when they take your money out your check, you're going to see FICA, right? You're going to see it out your check. The government's getting their money, whether you like it or not, they're getting their money. That's just kind of what they do. Then when you go to the store and it costs 99 cents, you're only going to pay 99 cents, right? Exactly. You're going to pay taxes again. And Texas happens to be 8.25%, or it doesn't matter, 8.25%, so that 99 is going to go to $1.07. Make sense? Yeah. All right. So you're paying taxes twice. So it makes no sense to go get a second job and then pay taxes four times. Do you really love your government that much? All right. See how I made that make sense? It doesn't matter. You be Democrat or Republican. It doesn't matter. No one loves their government that much to give them four times the money that you don't even want them having. That's like I have a book, and I say, here's one book. Give me four times this book. Make sense? It's absolutely just doesn't make sense. Got that? All right. Good. So what time? Somebody give me a time check. I know it's over in 7:15. 7:15. What time is it? 6:42. Good. So let's open up for questions real quick before I get to this. This is the good stuff. Anybody got a question? No questions. It always starts like that. So I'm gonna do it this way. I need two questions before I can move on.
How did you start out?
Absolutely terribly. Absolutely terribly. I started out investing terribly. I got some knowledge and I went running. No mentor, no nothing. That was just ignorance on fire. And I went, bought a house. Did good. I bought two houses real quick. Very creative. I took, and this is true. I found somebody that didn't want their house, and I just did a little legal tender. But listen, it was after Hurricane Ike. I'm from Galveston, so it was after Hurricane Ike. And I went, well, just give me a couple of dollars, and I'll take over for you, and we'll fix it up. Right? So one thing I did. And the other thing, I found a house that I wanted to buy, but I didn't have the money. But there was this, like, two huge oak trees in the backyard, and the house was available. Oak trees in the backyard. So I said, okay. Well, I went to this lumber. Just honest, got you. I went to the lumber company. How much? Look, I got these oak. I want this house. You need that wood. I think it was $2,000 down to get this house, whatever it was. We'll give you $4,000. Cool. Give me $4,000. I took that $4,000, gave two, and I never costed me a dime. Right? Makes sense. Bought two houses very quickly. Here's what happened. When the renter walked out, I couldn't afford the mortgage or the insurance or the taxes. I never thought about that because I didn't have a mentor, right? I was street enough, hustler enough to think about that stuff, right? That's why I tell you, it's like, remember, drug dealer, it's not that much of a difference, right? I wanted it. I was going to go get it. I got it, but I couldn't sustain it. I overextended myself because I didn't have a professor walking to tell me, hey, have you thought about the fact that if you break your leg, right? Have you thought about when they walk out, can you afford this on your own? So I started off terribly because I was ignorance on fire. Make sense? So basically what I did was I became an investor before I became a business owner or a businessman. And so I didn't have assets to cover my mistakes. Makes sense. Assets being money coming into my pocket. I didn't have anything coming in my pocket to cover my mistakes. Made two mistakes real quick. Didn't show up until people walked out. Make sense? All right. So that's how I started off. Next question. Terribly. You're probably not going to start off, you know, just hitting home runs. But you probably will, right? But it's not about being rich. It's about doing, it's playing Monopoly, right? Life is about playing, who knows how to play Monopoly, right? We all love Monopoly, okay? What's in Monopoly, you got your little go, and then you get on, what is it, purple first? No, it's light blue. Light blue's first. I'm almost positive it's light blue. Is it light blue? Yeah, I think so. I think it's like light blue. It's, you know, the crappy properties, right? But it's light blue, okay? You know, dark blue is at the end. It's Boardwalk and Park Place, right? But here's the deal. You buy all those properties, and then what do? You get a greenhouse because you got to have all of them first. You put a greenhouse on the properties. Then what do again? You get another greenhouse. And then you get four greenhouses, and then what do you get after four greenhouses? All right. You need to start playing Monopoly in real life. Get you something, and then you put one thing on it and make you a little money. It's okay that if you're going to want to go into real estate and you buy a house and you only make $20 profit after you spend mortgage, insurance, or whatever. That's perfectly fine if you only make $20. Here's why it's perfectly fine. What's your name?
Fernando.
Okay, so it's perfectly fine that I'm only making $20 off of Fernando. Here's the deal. Fernando's paying my mortgage, my taxes, and my insurance with his rent. Did that make sense? He's essentially paying for my bills, right, which is one of my mistakes. So I only make $20. That's okay. But what happens if I have 10 of him and I only make $20? Okay. That's 200. All right. What happens if I have 100 of him and I'm only making $20? 2,000. Now, 2,000 starts adding up, doesn't it? Make sense? And I'm sitting here watching Netflix all day. He's going to work, working very hard, cutting me a check. Make sense? Play Monopoly. Start small and let that small add up. Does that make sense? All right, good. One more question. That's in here. Good job. So, actually, we can answer that right. Let's go right here. I got take free money. Do y'all see it? Avoid, scan, educated, be informed. Oh, I had it there earlier. I erased it and replaced it with this. 401ks is good. Always take free money. But it's not always good. 401k is tied into the government. So as long as the government's alive, you'll be all right. The United States will probably be alive tomorrow. Unless nuclear war happens and then there's no need to worry about money. We will be trading apples for oranges by then because... Everything is just going to be, yeah. If we get into nuclear war, there's no more Lee College. Nobody's going to school. Even if Lee College is left standing, no one cares about getting a job, right? We need to go back to digging water from the ground, farming and stuff. So Lee College will just become completely irrelevant because you can't pay if we get into nuclear war. But since that's probably not going to happen because those guys are doing a good job, we're just going to say 401k is good because America is going to be open tomorrow, all right? But here's the deal. If you want to make sure that your employer, you want to find out how quickly are you going to be fully invested, okay? That means here's my money, and I'm going to put whatever percentage of my money that human resources that take care of it for you, whatever percentage it is. But when I put in 20%, they're going to say, well, we're going to put in 10%. You want to find exactly when your 100 becomes their 100. And so always take free money. That means when I put in $10,000 a year, you're going to put in $10,000 a year, which is $20,000 a year, right? So that's free money. You understand what I'm saying? If I give a dollar, you give a dollar, you're a good friend to me. I have, like, let's put that in the real friendly relationships. If we're friends and you cost me money all the time, you're not a good friend to me. But if you're friends and you make me money all the time, man, I really can't wait to hang out with you. You know, like, man, I really love answering his phone call. He always has money for me. You will have friends that will always have felonies waiting for you. Man, let's go have some fun. You know, go ahead.
Even family, too. I was talking to a friend earlier about family. Family can drag you down the most out of anybody.
Family will drag you down the most out of anybody. Family, most of your dream killers will be in your family. Just because they know you. You're not supposed to be great. I saw your diapers get changed. Right? Like, today, I have... I have a master's degree. I have two... I always forget to mention this. I have two Black Essence Grammy Awards. I have two of them. Like, I have two of them, literally, back-to-back years. 2011, 2012, 2012, 2013. I have two Essence... I have two of them. A best-selling book and a whole bunch of other stuff, and I still have family that say I am not it. And you can put whatever you want to put right there. That's not, that has nothing to do with that, right? I still have family that want to keep me in 1997, the little angry kid, right? And here's the deal. They're not doing anything. I don't even have a job. I get paid for just talking and things like that, right, and investing. But I'm still not going to be anything because family would do that. Does that make sense? Because they need to be, because who likes to be proven wrong in here? Anybody like to be proven wrong? Well, in 1997, they said I'm not going to be anything. So they need to be right. And they're just waiting for that moment for me to mess up. See, I knew it. Right? Yeah. So family will do that. Mm-hmm. Be aware of dream killers. Anybody who can't do something cannot wait to tell you what you can do. Avoid these people. Because remember I told you, one of the first things I told you was poor people are always complaining. If you know someone and all they do is complain, let me give you some complaints. I hate Donald Trump. I hate Hillary. It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter. They just hate whatever. I hate, if everybody likes it, they're the opposite of it. Like, these people get on my nerves. I'm sorry. I had a moment. Okay. All right. If everybody likes the Lakers, they hate the Lakers. Everyone likes Kobe, they hate Kobe. Everyone likes Beyonce, I don't like Beyonce. Why? I just don't like her. They have no reason whatsoever. They just don't like her. You ever listen to an album? No, I don't listen to her music. Probably stay away from these people. Does this make sense? Because they're just looking for a reason to complain. And anyone who loves their life is not complaining. Anyone who's open-minded is not complaining. Anyone who loves their life is not poor. That doesn't mean that they got to be rich. Anyone who loves life, loves people around them, they have exactly what they want. And they're always helping other people get what they want. That doesn't mean you have to be rich. That just means you can go to Walmart, swipe your credit card, and not have to pray over it. Who, please don't let it say decline in front of all these people, right? And for some of us, that's the life, right? If I could just swipe my card, right? Or if I could just get my financial aid and the EFC says zero, I'm good. Okay, that was a bad joke. Okay, but anyway, yeah, that used to be my thing, right? EFC needs to say zero, right? If you don't know what EFC means, what is it? Earn? Expected family contribution. So if it says zero, what does that mean for your expected family contribution? Free money, Pell Grant, right? I don't have to put in no money for my financial aid, right? But all you guys are rich. You don't even know where the financial aid office is, right? You don't even know. It's like, financial aid is down there, but nobody goes to it. I know. You guys are rich. All right, right here. What time is it? Good. Still got time. So let me tell you. So we got invested now. Get you some. I'm forget us out. These podcasts, honestly, you need to. Like, you can punch your phone right now. You can subscribe to them. You can Google them. You need to do that, like, right now, because you need to stop listening to just music. That's too real. How real you want me to be? All right. Okay. Okay. She said y'all grown. All right. Five laws of money. Okay. Now, actually, this is actually concepts from one of the greatest books of all time, Richest Man in Babylon, right? Five laws of money. Pay yourself first. I already covered that. 10%, right? That means, capital one, it's not more important than you. You are Fernando, right? No, Fernando. 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 What's your name?
Daniel.
Okay. All right. So, Daniel, nobody is more important than you, period. So pay yourself first. That doesn't mean stop your paying your bills. You just put your money in your investment account first. Got it? All right, good. Pay yourself first. And then get your money pregnant. I said it in a funny way so you can remember. That means if you get a dollar, you need to get your dollar pregnant. And at least with a dime. Does that make sense? Multiply. Make your money. Make money. Does that make sense? Get your money pregnant as fast as possible. That simply means if you get a dollar and you can get your money pregnant with a dollar, that's 100% return on investment, ROI. That's your. If you know how to do that, please find me, Antonio T. Smith Jr. You can find me on the podcast. You can Google me. I think I dominate like the first 20, 25 pages. Please find me. I need to work with you as fast as possible. Okay? If you can get your money making 100% return on investments, just talk, and people like me are going to find you as fast as possible, I promise you, because that means if I give you $10,000, what do I get back? $20,000. But if I give you $100,000, what am I going to get back? $200,000. I'm looking for you, yes, because my savings account would never do that. 100% means I'm going to get back a dollar for dollar. Now, at 1,000%, that would be your income, all right? So get your money pregnant. Number three, be informed and be cautious. That simply means that you should not be investing in anything you don't know about. If you don't know anything about, who in here doesn't watch football? All right, got one, two, three, all right, four, five. That means if I come to you with, man, listen, they watching, they're doing the football investment things. If you don't know nothing about it, you shouldn't be doing it. That makes sense. That just makes sense. You don't ask a janitor how to be a lawyer. Make sense? Now, there's nothing wrong with being a janitor. If you want to know about custodian or engineer, that's who you ask. If you want to know about how to change an tire and change your oil, do not ask me. Ask him. He works in a tire shop. He can tell you far more about tires than I can. He can tell you which tire companies are trying to scam you and which are not. He can tell you, man, don't get that. Get this brand. It's the same as, right? You don't ask me. That's not what I do. Make sense? All right. Number four. You are only invest. Oh, that's right. I did both of them at the same time. Only invest where you're a genius, right? So know the information about it and only invest where you're smart at. Number five, avoid scams, uneducated people, and too good to be trusted. If it's too good to be true, it's probably too good to be true. And if I don't know what I'm talking about, don't listen to me. Follow your instincts, but make sure you got some education on your instincts. Because some of our instincts, some of us have dated people in our instincts. Did that work out well? You understand? Y'all ain't that old. Y'all had a boyfriend that you wish you could just get his phone number. Come on now. You know what I'm talking about. All right. I know. I get it. I guess this was a different setting. If we was in some gym or something. Yeah. Oh, I get it. You're trying to remember them. Good, good. Good for you. Good for you, right? Everybody you've dated, you should not have dated, right? That was your instinct, okay? Because we date to the level of our self-esteem, whether we want to admit it or not, okay? All right. Seven cures to stop being broke. Who wants to know these? All right. If you want to stop being broke, right, here we go. Start making money. God, that was like so easy, right? That's so easy. If you want to stop being broke, start making money. But it doesn't mean you have to go make a million money. Just start making a dime, right? Do whatever you can. Start making money, period, point blank. Number two, control your expenses. If your cell phone bill is $250 a month, if your internet is $66, you need to break some of that down. You don't need all that. Maybe you don't need to buy internet. Maybe you just need to stay a lot of time at Starbucks and get on some free Wi-Fi. Make sense? Or maybe you just need to park in the school parking lot, put in your username and password, and then use the internet there. Or maybe just cut off the internet and only use the internet on your cell phone bill. Right? Make sense? Get your unlimited data package or something. Who knows? Either way, control your expenses. Multiply your money. That's getting your money to get pregnant. Number four, guard from losses. How much sense is that? If you want something, try not to lose it, right? If you want to keep your girlfriend, stop doing stupid stuff. Does that make sense? Okay, all right. If you want to keep your money, don't lose it. Some of this stuff is common sense, right? Right? Actually, anything that'll get you rich is common sense. The remote control to your TV is very simple, common sense, and it can be duplicated. I'm going to sit my butt right here, and I'm going to point at the TV, and I'm going to do this. The mere fact that we have remote controls everywhere, that's because it's very simple. It can be duplicated. Does that make sense? Well, infrared. The mere fact that you refuse to get out of bed until you can't find it. Come on, who's with me? Ah, the remote's way over there. I guess I'm watching golf. All right? Because it's, all right? Okay. Good, all right? All right. Number five, own your own home. Now, if you still live with mom, good job. Do not leave until you, right? You need to stack up some chips. That's all right. If you still at home, you need to be at home, save it. Now, don't be at home, write your name on the orange juice, and you're broke. Go ahead. See? That's right. Absolutely correct. All right. Ensure your income after debt. I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to close with this because you asked a good question. That means make sure your children are okay. Number 7, increase your ability to earn. You're actually in a place where you can increase your ability to earn. I'm not saying college is for everybody. Neither am I saying college is a way to get rich. I am saying that if you do get your associate's degree and if you do get your bachelor's degree, then that will allow you to make $67,000 a year instead of $7.25 a year. And you can do a whole lot more with 10% of $67,000 than you can with $6. Does that make sense? Increase your ability to earn. Become a boss fast. How much time I got? What time is it? 7 o'clock. Okay, are you going to do like closing doors for your class? Okay. She told me I could be real with y'all. Let me poll real quick. Who here comes from a rich family? Okay, rich family. Good. Rich or moderate? Who here comes from dirt poor? Who here comes from what you would call middle class? Let's go over $200,000 and lower. Okay, good. Suburb, subdivision. Yup. Okay. Who here family owns their house? All right, that's all my middle class folk. Okay, good. So the same people that said middle class. See, the mere fact that they knew what the middle class was, right, because they came from it. Right, so we got two rich, middle class. All right.
I need a rich friend.
She needs a rich friend. I get to be real. Now watch this here. These two have a good start, not because they're rich. Did you make you rich? Did you make you rich? Okay. These two parents knew this stuff, and they don't start where you start. It's not their fault. And you don't get to judge them because their parents made sure that they don't have to start at zero. Okay? This, right? Since you want me to be real, she want me to be real, and that's this here. It is not their fault. It is not his fault that he didn't have to worry about a drug-infested environment. Not his fault. His mom, dad, whomever, did a good job. Doesn't make him better than you, doesn't make her better than you. That is not the case. Now, they think that, but I don't think they think that, right? That's different. They're not better. Somebody just made some decisions that they get to start. Now, how often do your parents read? What, didn't I say poor people don't read? I'll just give y'all some money right now, right? Here's the deal. If you want to be broke, don't read. Every day is what they said. And I bet you they get in the car, there's some audio books on too, or whatever it is. They probably watch like boring shows like National Geographic and documentaries and things like that, because I'm one of them too, right? Okay, so right? So that means they don't even want, their entertainment for them is just learning. Okay, go ahead, you got a question? Oh, you just raised your head, yeah, right? Here's the deal, they start off good. Middle class, right? Where my middle class folk again, only house and stuff. They started off not as good as them, but in a good position. You get what I'm saying? Now, look around real quick, okay? Okay, look. Now, I need my folk that grew up broke, and I'm talking about lights always cut off. Everybody slept at your grandma's house. I'll raise my hand first. Okay, thank you very much. I mean, I'm talking about, you understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about the broke. Now, I ain't talking about the fake broke, the TV broke. I'm talking about that all of us use our grandmother address. 16 of us use one address. Some of us got some felonies. We just got to go. You understand, we got that cousin that just got out. Favorite cousin, but he just got out. And I'm so glad he, come on, right. She told me to be real with y'all. All right, that's where we start. I am one of these people, okay? That's where we start. Understand that we're not starting in the same spot, period. Now, forget Democrat, forget Republican. We ain't starting in the same spot. It is what it is, period. I don't get to complain about that. So, period. It just is what it is. I need to make sure. Now, this is where I get real. My job Has anybody not guessed that I'm black? Was that a secret? Could you not see it? Okay. Watch this here. My job is to make sure my kids do not have to go in his economy, in his community, and beg for a job. She said I could be real. She did this to y'all. Right? I was not going to end this way. But watch this here. Watch. These two. You got to beg for a job? You're here because it's personal or you something. But either way, you got a plan. It's personal, but you got a goal. And it's pretty much laid out for you. Okay. All you got to do is make sure you do your thing in that thing. Right? Okay, good. Same for you. All right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. They did a good job. And they're going to do a good job in somebody else's good job. You see why important it is to learn about this? So here's the issue. I wish I had a mic. I'd have dropped it right there because I could have been done because that was some real talk, right? Because people don't do this here in financial anything. Not that, as a matter of fact, when somebody stands up here, my kids are going to say the same. They say the same thing right now. My kids learn how to program and do other stuff like that. They will not have to apply for a job. They will come work for their daddy and then take over and do whatever they want to do. But they're already investing right now. One is about to be 8, one is 4. They've been investing and have no idea, but I've been teaching them about money since they've been born. Tooth Fairy comes to my house and leaves $10, nothing less. Okay? And then they pay their money. They want an Xbox right now. I said, well, get your money. Uh-uh, we use your money. The power of other people's money. Does that make sense? Yeah. Their dad has created an economy in them. I mean, in around them. I don't care who you are. Those two, me, and one or two of the middle class folk will make it before you do. Not because you're smart. Not because they're smart. Not because you're dumb. Not because you're not trying. Because they have their own economies and their own communities as well as I do. Now, since I'm black, that's why I brought it up. I don't have my own community being a black person. There's no such thing as a black community. She said I could be real. There's no such thing. I wish there was. There's no such thing as a black community. There are only white communities populated by black people. If we don't own the banks, the stores, the anything, we don't own nothing. Okay? So we got to change that. She said I could be real. We ain't got to change that. So think about your own communities where you come from. Here's the deal. When she starts a business, when some of them start a business, they will already have connections and a community to go to. If I start a landscaping business, I have to go to you, right? To you. Can I cut your grass? If somebody created an economy for me, I can just go to my connections. Hey, I know some, right? I know some people. Let me just make a phone call. And then, way's already made for you. If you don't learn, what time is it? Because I'm finna walk hard. Not fair, right? If you think this is fair, well, I got a Brooklyn bridge to sell you, right? I got a beachfront property in Idaho to give to you, right? This isn't fair, but it's life. I didn't come here to make friends or be nice, make jokes. She told me to teach investment. A big chunk of, if you don't know this, you cannot create your own economy. If you cannot create your own economy, you cannot have your own community. If you don't have people to sell to or people to buy from you, you broke. That make sense? You broke, and you're going to be broke. Here's the problem. You're going, whatever. Okay, you're selfish. Here's why you're selfish. I'm going to get my money, make my money, I'm going to enjoy life. Right? Who said that before? It's okay. Okay, right. I'm going to enjoy life. Here's the problem with that. You wouldn't meant to enjoy life at 100%. Because if you spend all your money, you doom your kids to be broke and to go into another man's community and apply for a job. And now they get to choose if they want to deal with them. I ain't talking about color. I ain't forget all that. I'm just saying, if I have 100 people applying for one job, I don't necessarily have to just pick the best qualified applicant. I am now looking at personality, dress. I am now hiring who I feel like dealing with. Did that make sense? And it's even worse for women. It's far worse for women because men are stupid. These are facts, right? I don't think you're not co-signing. Okay, but these are facts. I mean, these are facts. These are facts, right? We've created an environment for women. We'll have. This is why. As you increase your education, you'll find out that some women, and you go, oh man, she's bossy. She's not bossy. She's protecting what she has because there's like 200 people applying for her one job. While men, we got like 2 people applying for this one job. I'm nowhere near qualified as her, but I'm going to get it because, right, this position is a male. The president of a university is more than likely going to be a. Does that make sense? I'm not saying it's fair. I'm just saying it's kind of rigged that way, right? If you know this, none of those rules apply to you. None of those limitations apply to you. Look, I am clearly black. Did you hear that? You know, like clearly, right? None of what is systematic out there can apply to me. It doesn't matter who becomes the next president of the United States. It will not affect me. I have my own economy. It doesn't matter how much they take out here. I will not stop making money. It will not matter. And then for right now, I'm worth more dead than I am alive. My kids will have a head start.
I didn't listen to the whole presentation, but did you cover what is the bare minimum they would need to start at these 3 apps?
3 cents. Yeah. You literally start investing.
Open an account with them? Or?
Absolutely. You open an account with them for free. Now, I purposely gave you all these. I started off with that for free.
Oh, and they're in your papers.
Yeah.
Did you get the papers?
No, they're right there behind. Yeah, yeah. So I guess when you leave, free with paper. You can start your account for free, and you can start investing right now, 3 cents. Now, here's the deal. I guarantee you, 15% of this room was going to do it, and I can almost point out who. I can almost point out who said some good information. I'm going to use this to what I already have. I can almost point out who's going to do that. Then I can almost point out who my hustlers are. Okay? I can definitely point out him, and I can definitely point out you. Okay? All right? They've been like this the whole time. Him and her. They've been like, They've been like this the whole time. Man, come on, stop talking, man. I'm going to get this right now, right? Hey, right. Here's the deal. Right? But you've already got it down. Here's the deal. All of us are equal. It doesn't matter. The only difference between me and him is that his parents made sure he didn't have to start off where I started off at. But we're equal. You get what I'm saying? Like, we're equal. He just got a head start because that's just smart. And you don't hate on that. You just learn how to do it for yourself. Does that make sense? All right, hopefully y'all download those podcasts. My name is Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Always a pleasure to speak at Lee College. Pick up those papers. Thank you for coming out. I appreciate you.
There's something inside of you that nobody can take from you, that nothing can ever come against, that nothing can ever stop. You were meant to be great. You were meant to be the most amazing you that has ever lived. Nobody can speak with your voice better than you. You have come here to be amazing. Not average, not good, not great. Amazing. And then when you reach amazing, you exceed that and you go to spectacular. This is your time. Build your life brick by brick. You are enough. You've been enough. You will always be enough. You can only be nothing but enough. And then more than that, you are the greatest. Build your life. Be it. Do it. See it. And then give it back to others. brick by brick.